Hello, and we are ready to move ahead in the actual Anchor of Wholeness, which is so exciting in week 31 of the Journey to Holiness. The idea here for this week's Anchor of Wholeness says, embrace the future. There is so much to look forward to. Each day brings a new opportunity to enjoy your emotional freedom. As we look at this particular Anchor of Wholeness, it's going to be really important for you to understand that John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18 gives us the glimpse of the fact that our future is so rewarding. Well, as we begin to look in this lesson for this week and for this session, it is important for you to understand that this entire context comes under Jesus presenting himself as a good shepherd. It is so important for you to understand that each day we walk in the provisions of Christ, our shepherd. We learn that there is so much to look forward to. And the reality is that when you live life with that sense of expectancy, that sense of protection from Christ as our protector and as our shepherd, you can indeed have an abundant life. If you notice there in John chapter 10 verses 9, Christ styles himself as a shepherd who provides salvation, direction, security, and provision. You see, what I'd like for you to do is to understand that it is these four components that is going to lead you to an abundant life. And once you have understood the principles of seeing Christ as a shepherd in provision of the key components of the abundant life, you're going to be able to move ahead understanding that your future is indeed very bright and you have a lot to look forward to. When you began to look at John chapter 9, verses 9, let's look at verses 7 through 18. In that context, you are going to understand that living the abundant life in Christ Jesus has spiritual, emotional, and physical provision. And so because we are three parts, known as our tripart nature, we are body, mind, and spirit, we are free moral agents, and our destiny is actually predetermined and made available to us simply by choosing Christ as our shepherd. It's going to be important for you as you move through life, as you begin to hold in view your future, your goals, and your desires to be successful, it's going to be important for you to understand that you're going to have to live the abundant life in all of the three parts of the nature that God has provided for you. Typically, it is to be said that all of our hope for the future, these hopes are rooted in our ability to feel confident and secure. You see, because when we have confidence and security, it erases hopelessness. It gives us a sense of zeal that's going to help us to move ahead very rapidly. And so once you understand that your future is rooted in your ability to feel confident and secure, you're able to move on to the abundant life. Now, this is going to be important for you to take note, to look at how you're going to, as you walk through the scripture, understand that Christ admonishes believers to choose the door that leads to abundant life. It's going to be really, really wonderful when you begin to look at verse 9. It says that actually Satan, as it were, comes to really steal, kill, and to destroy. But he's then positioned himself to say, by contrast, I am here that you will have life, and not just life, but that you will have life more abundantly. That means that your spiritual, emotional, and physical needs have already been taken care of him. You see, Christ offers the security from Satan's robbery and his destruction of our future hopes, our dreams, and our goals. And so when you get yourself rooted and grounded, when we understand what I believe and you believe, then we're getting ourselves to the point where we have a wonderful future because Christ is our shepherd. We're going to then understand the value and the joy of the abundant life. So choose Christ. and began to walk in the abundance that has already been promised to you. The reality is that your future is bright. Each day will bring you even closer to your emotional freedom. Your abundance really is God's plan and purpose for your life. And so you didn't want to live any notch below what God's plan is for your life. So I suggest to you, as you begin to view this week's Anchor of Wholeness, embrace the future. You have so much to look forward to. Each day is going to bring you new opportunities to embrace and enjoy your emotional freedom. And so, why not unlock the door to your future with the key to your success? That key is indeed life in Christ Jesus. And so, as you began to walk through your period of introspection, began to know that your future really is bright. Embrace it, and let's move on to another point of personal wholeness through God's holiness. We can indeed behold through Christ our shepherd.